everyone. Welcome to the latest episode of the Annalise Show. I am your host, Annalise Garcia. Thank you for being with us today. So to start off the show, as always, I want to remind you guys, go to annalise.com. There you can sign up for our newsletter so you can know when we're having shows and events. And you can also support us by following us on Rockfin. Rockfin is free and ad-free. And if you sign up for the premium, you can get access to not only my premium content, but the premium content of everybody on there, includes Jimmy Dore, Graham Elwood, Lee Camp, Hardlens Media, Status Quo, Jackson Hinkle. Absolutely all of your favorite shows are on Rockfin. And finally, you guys can support us on buymeacoffee.com. By going to buymeacoffee.com/Annalise. And the really cool thing about Buy Me a Coffee is if you guys sign up for the $5 monthly membership, you will get all of our videos a day early, all of our shows a day early, and access to the entire archive of our shows. All right, so let's get started. The first news that I want to share today is about the People's Party. So this is really exciting. The People's Party has brought on Zaina Day as their executive director. So let's read through this. The People's Party is announcing Zaina Day as the executive director of the National Party. People's Party, that's the same line. Let's go to the next line. Zaina Day was elected by the People's Party Coordinator Circle and National Chair this week and will be helping manage staff and volunteer leaders, as well as advising on and helping with infrastructural and management needs. Day was the former communications director at Brand New Congress. In her time in the progressive movement, she's worked on more than 100 congressional campaigns and has advised more than a dozen organizations on structure and implementation. Some of the progressive campaigns and candidates Day has advised in the 2018 or 2020 election cycles include Representative Cori Bush, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, U.S. Senate candidate Paula Jean, U.S. House candidate Michaela Wilkes, and others. Day began volunteering with the People's Party last year. We can't wait for a broken system to fix itself. That's what's brought me to the People's Party, to join a movement focused on building a major new party that will hold to their promises, fight for immediate change, and keep future People's Party's representatives to the mandates they've promised, Day said. As a first-generation American, daughter to an Iranian father, and Appalachian, I've never said known how to say that word. Don't hate me for it. Mother. Day says she's lived most of her life in poverty. I know what it's like to choose between paying my electric bill or buying groceries, Day said. My community didn't have dreams of celebrity and wealth. We dreamed about having healthcare, a secure home, and a good job that paid our bills every month without us having to worry or work 2 to 3 jobs. The National People's Party is focused on supporting its state parties, taking direct action, building a robust team of organizers and volunteers, electing future representatives, and creating systems that will develop a new major party rooted in organizing, expertise, and expediency. I've seen what happens to good people when they meet the pressures from the corporate parties once they are on Capitol Hill, Day said. With issues plaguing this country, such as a failing infrastructure, lack of healthcare, racial injustice, privatized prisons, a broken immigration system, a climate emergency, looming student loan debt, mass evictions, we as a people cannot accept incrementalism and representatives that bend to corporate pressure and corrupt parties. That's why I'm here working with this movement to help build a major new party that will change the dynamics in the country and pass legislation that actually helps all of us. So this is super exciting news. Zaina's fantastic. She's got a lot of experience and she is a great addition to the People's Party. So we're really excited about that. If you guys haven't already, go to peoplesparty.org. Check it out. Seriously, We need to support organizations that are bringing solutions and bringing change. The People's Party will never take corporate donations. They support Medicare for All, a Green New Deal, a basic income, reparations, rehauling our cruel immigration system. They support DACA. They support, the Sunrise Movement and addressing climate change. A living wage, all of the things that we care about most and that would truly impact our day-to-day lives, this party supports. And because they would not be beholden to corporate interests or billionaires, because they won't take money from them, they will actually represent us. Okay, so it is time for a major new party in the United States. A lot of people are ready for it. They've done polling. Americans are ready for options and change. So go to peoplesparty.org and support them there. All right, guys, the second story that I want to touch on today is Ryan Grimm, who we already know is unreliable and untrustworthy. Who practices access journalism on a daily and who did everything in his power to hurt force the vote. Well, he's been making the rounds on shows and trying to get into the good grace of people again, because everybody's pissed at him, and rightly so. So here's what I'll say. Breonna Joy Gray did an amazing interview with him, because she actually held him accountable. She held his feet to the fire. She asked the difficult questions. She did not softball him. And she was on point with her interview with him. And that's why it was such a great interview, because she asked those hard questions that are so uncomfortable to ask when someone is in front of you, even if they're on camera. So I give her kudos for that and props, and I told everybody to go watch that interview because it was fantastic. Here's the issue. Ryan Grimm recently went on The Vanguard. Now, I don't have any personal issue with the guys on The Vanguard. Here's my issue with this interview, and I'm not the only one that feels this way. This was a complete softball interview. It was kind of sad to watch. I mean, he wasn't asked any hard questions. It was all, you know what it honestly felt like? It felt like The Vanguard was doing access journalism with Ryan and being nice to him so that they could have him back on in the future. And I was really surprised by how soft they went on him in this interview, mainly because, I don't know if you guys recall, a few months back, and like end of last year, when the whole thing came up with the petition for the MPP, and I was one of the people that signed the petition, and I was a volunteer, and I was interviewed on Jackson Hinkle's show about it. And it was The Vanguard's stance that Jackson had given me a softball interview, and they were extremely critical of it. Now, I don't know what kind of interview they expected him to give me, because I was not and have never been in MPP leadership. The only thing that he could ask me about was my experience as a volunteer and as a petitioner. And he did that well, but that wasn't sufficient for the guys at The Vanguard for some reason. And they called it a softball interview, even though it totally wasn't, because I'm not a person in position of power. So all I can do is share my experience. Then they turn around and do this interview with Ryan Grimm, and it is the most softball interview I have seen in a very long time. So I just found that interesting. I found it, I'm not going to lie, a little hypocritical that they called out Jackson Hinkle for a perfectly fine interview with me, but then they do this softball shit, and that's okay. Like, that's acceptable to them. And if you guys don't believe me, all you have to do, I mean, you can watch the video, but all you have to do is, first of all, look at how half of the people that watched it thumbs it down, and then take a look at the comments, right? And I had to like all of these because, honestly, I agree with these people. This was a terrible, terrible interview. Everybody is frustrated. Ryan just explained why voting for Democrats is a waste of time, all while being a party hack. That's Jeremy Chase. Majin Bull 17 says, Ryan Grimm, as we speak, is on Twitter implying people who say ACAB are hypocrites because the protesters in Cuba have to deal with cops too. So Disco Inferno 70, a lot of these guys talk tough until they actually have the chance to blast someone to their faces. Thank goodness for Jimmy Dore. I mean, I don't need to read all of these. You guys can see them as I'm scrolling through. This is bad. This is a really, really bad interview, and everybody saw it. And the kicker was that our buddy Jimmy Dore, who is also on the advisory council of the People's Party with me, and he's fantastic. He was in the live chat while this interview was happening, and he asked some really, really good questions. I'm going to try to see if I can actually find his chat. I wonder if it'll show. Let me see. Yeah, Jimmy came in to the chat towards the end of it, and here he is. How cowardly is it that the DC chief of the Intercept blocks a comedian, then consumes tweeting negative stuff about him so he can't respond? I assume he meant continues. Why did your boss, Cenk, lie about McCarthy becoming speaker over force to vote? Why haven't you called him out on this? Doesn't it break some kind of douchey rule that you can't block someone and still keep tweeting about him? So guys, Jimmy was in the chat live, and he was calling out Ryan on a bunch of stuff, including Syria. So let me see. There's no disagreement over force the vote. You ran interference for politicians, garbage. And then he says here to the Vanguard guys, he says, why not ask him a factual question instead of making it about drama? You let him off the hook. So even Jimmy, who's been on the Vanguard, and I've been on the Vanguard, even Jimmy sees that this was a terrible, terrible interview. I mean, it almost seemed like the guys were just happy to hang out with Ryan. And that's great and everything, but you're supposed to be asking him hard-hitting, difficult questions, especially when you were so sanctimonious about, in your opinion, other people not asking, you know, their interviewees difficult questions. This could have been a great opportunity for the Vanguard to really step up and put Ryan on the spot and really make him answer for his access journalism, for his gaslighting of everyone around force the vote. And it's really disappointing. Yeah, it's just really disappointing. Again, I don't have anything personal against Gavin and Zach. They're nice people, but this is a very bad interview, and it's very hypocritical considering how much shit they talked about Jackson Hinkle. So, you know, this is just really disappointing. It's really disappointing to see that when they had the chance to step up and have an uncomfortable conversation that needed to be had, they chose to go the easy route and just be buddy-buddy with Ryan. And look, that's their own way of doing access journalism. They were nice to him, so now they get to have him on again. It's just really sad. So I encourage you guys to check out other, you know, shows. Like Jackson Hinkle does a great show, The Dive, Richard Medhurst, Graham Elwood, Jimmy Dore, obviously, Lee Camp. Check out all these other shows. Savvy Sabs, she's cool. Check out all the other shows. You know, I just feel that as time goes on, we're going to see who's willing to walk the walk and who's just all talk. And I'm not saying that the Vanguard guys are all talk. I'm not quite there yet, but it does seem from this that they're a lot of talk and not a lot of walk. And I expected more from them because of what their positioning has been on other issues in the past. I expected more from them, and this is just really, really disappointing. All right, guys, this has been the latest episode of the Annalise Show. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. Don't forget to go to annalise.com. There you can subscribe and find out when we're doing shows and events. And you can also find out how to support us. All right, we'll see you guys next time.